Last year, we started to make a list of vanishing music, some favorite old recordings that have yet to be released on compact disc. Our CD wish list contains records by, among others, Shirley Horn, the Philadelphia Orchestra, and members of Fleetwood Mac. We're expanding the list this year, again, asking this question to people in the music community. What are the best albums that never made it to CD?
This is Joanne Folletta, music director of the Buffalo Philharmonic and the Virginia Symphony. I'm here to talk about one of my favorite records, recording of the Buffalo Philharmonic from 1968, under the direction of one of our former music directors, Lucas Foss. And on this particular recording, we have Lucas Foss's most important work, his Baroque Variations. It's a classic, in a way, from that period. It's based on, as the title suggests, Baroque Variations. He chooses three of his favorite composers for the three movements. The first is the Variation on Handel, the second, the Variation on the Scarlatti Sonata, and the third, on Bach, on a Bach prelude. All three treated to his particular brand of deconstruction, I guess you could say. The themes are fragmented, and then those fragments are superimposed upon each other and juxtaposed. And one of the most interesting techniques he uses is what he calls the deletion. Parts disappear into the background, and those holes are covered over with his own language, even though the original is there in the background very softly. This recording is particularly important because I think we have the voice of the composer directly through his instrument. I mean, Lucas, at this time, had been music director of the Buffalo Philharmonic for 5 years. So to have a composer who has an instrument like that, a great orchestra who understands him and can interpret his music, I think gives us a reading of the piece that we can never get in any other situation. So it's very important to hear the voice of Lucas Foss on this recording.
Hi, I'm Jim Farrington. I'm the head of public services at the Sibley Music Library of the Eastman School of Music. Basically, the album that I've chosen is an album by Maynard Ferguson called Live at Jimmy's, otherwise known as MF Horn 4 and 5. Maynard's a Canadian-born trumpet player, came up in the Boyd Rayburn Band, and really made his big splash with the Stan Kenton Band back in the late 40s and then the 50s, primarily known for his high note work. He just simply could play higher than anybody else. He was just one of the most powerful forces that you could imagine as a trumpet player. Columbia picked him up in the early 1970s, right about 1970, with an English band, and they came out with four albums. Each one of those had a mixture, mostly actually of pop music. They had everything from Spinning Wheel to Hey Jude, with a couple of jazz things mixed in. And when this one came out in 1973, this had MacArthur Park on it as its one lone pop tune, if you will. You're missing, I think, one of the most exciting live big band performances ever put down on tape, for one thing. They're really trying to meld the pop and the jazz influences and try to come up with something new. I think we're really missing out on a nice slice of jazz history by that stuff remaining dormant.
I'm Rick Lunningham of the Ernest Tubb Record Shop, Nashville, Tennessee. We're playing cuts today from an album by Charlie Pride. The name of the album is called The Pride of Country Music. It was his second album, released sometime around, I believe, 1967.
Fate had meant for me one last time to see my hometown again.
during this time, it was still unheard of, really, for a black person being country music. So I believe the first three singles they released on Charlie did not have a picture. Nobody really knew who he was or anything. And if you've ever listened to his live album recorded live at Panther Hall in Fort Worth, Texas, he makes a joke of this, you know, about how people would come to his concerts and say, "Did you know that Charlie was, oh, no, it can't be, I've heard him sing," you know, and this sort of thing. They'd come out and he'd actually walk out on stage and people would just gasp, you know, and then as soon as he started singing, they loved him.
In the middle of nowhere.
I'm fond of saying that the best country music ever made was what I call Between the 60s, which was 1966 and 1976. So that was the heyday of Charlie Pride, Merle Haggard, Buck Owens, a lot of people like that. And a lot of people today in their 20s or teenagers don't know who some of these guys are. I would urge you to go back and go to Grandma's house or whatever and dig out some of these old vinyls and listen to them. They're missing some of the greatest country music that's ever come out of anywhere, in Nashville or Bakersfield or wherever.
In the middle of nowhere.
Charlie Pride, from his 1967 release, The Pride of Country Music. That's Rick Lunningham's addition to the CD wish list. We also heard from Jim Farrington with a Maynard Ferguson recording, and Joanne Folletta presenting Lucas Foss. We'll add three more pieces of vinyl to the CD wish list next week for extended interviews with all our contributors, as well as last year's list, and an address where you can make your own suggestions. Visit our website at npr.org.